I would say so, yeah, because she was like 3 years older than me, and especially toward the latter part of her life, when I was retired and I had more time myself, I didn't have to devote so much time to my family. They were gone, so I could almost readily go up to Connecticut, where she had bought a home. And she had a nice place there, and I enjoyed going up there. It was a great. I miss it now. Even today, I miss it. But we were very close toward the end. Yeah.
Where in Connecticut did she live?
She lived in Redding Ridge. Well, the story with Rose is very fascinating. I guess you know most of it, through the exhibit and all that down in Lehigh.
Remind me of it again, because I don't remember all the details.
Well, when Rose was in high school, she also had to work. So, during the evenings and during her vacation, junior and senior and all that, she got a job with Dr. Breslin up here, a dentist. He kind of liked her, so he said, "Well, you could be my assistant. If I need something, you could hand it to me, or you take care of the patients, dental assistant, more or less." And she did that for a couple of years and all that, but as soon as she got out of high school, she wasn't going to stay here either, because there was nothing here. It was the height of the depression, There was, my father wasn't working. Most of the time he wasn't working, And I could remember during the depression and all that, going uptown and taking a pot up there and getting a pot of soup, and even shoes. I mean, they would have a bunch of shoes thrown on a pile, and they'd say, "Go pick out a pair," You'd try to find a pair that fit you, And going up to the grocery stores, like the A&P the A&P and all that, they would throw lettuce out and oranges and all that, and apples and all that, and you would try to cut some of it off. And I remember doing all that and bring it home. We had chickens in the back. And what we didn't eat, the lettuce and all that, we gave to the chickens and all that. And then my mother would, kill the chickens and all that. And we would, that's how we and my father, we had the garden in the back too. We had carrots, and tomatoes and things like that. And my mother was a good cook. She was, well, most of those people that came from, from the old country were good cooks. She could make a meal out of just potatoes or something like that, or lettuce. She'd get a bunch of lettuce out of the backyard, make a sauce with milk and butter and brown it and all that, and that was your meal in the evening. Or you'd get a dish of buttermilk. She'd put the buttermilk on the table, and she'd make the big bowl of mashed potatoes put it in the front of the table, in the middle of the table, and there'd be browned onions in it and all that. And you'd scoop the potatoes out of the with a spoon and dip it into the buttermilk, and that was your evening meal. Yeah, but we always had apples and things like that in the basement. You could always go down there. The farmer came in front of the house here and sell them apples and things like that. So we did eat good. I mean, it wasn't expensive, the food, but we never went hungry. That's one thing. Oh, getting back to Rose, when Rose was she got this job as a dental assistant with Dr. Breslin, and when she got out of high school, she immediately headed for New York City also. And she, excuse me, when she got to New York, I don't know how it came about. She never talked about it too much, but someone talked her into going to Spain with this Lincoln Brigade as an ambulance driver helper. So she packs up. No one knew it. My parents didn't know it. My mother would have been devastated, She winds up in Spain in the Civil War between Franco and the Loyalists, I guess. And in order to hide it, her identity where she was, she would send letters to a friend in New York City who would mail a letter from New York City to Lansford.
Now, why do you think she wanted to hide where she was.
Well, she didn't want them to, you know, I mean, to be in the war's, you know, place and all that. When she was just like 19 or 20 years old. She was a young girl, you know.
But were those letters? They were actually describing where she was.
No. She would write a personal letter like she was writing it from New York City and send it to somebody in New York. She would say, well, I'm doing this in New York. I'm having... And it wasn't very often, but every now and then my mother would get
it. She would more or less make that.